Ahugavra da'akdish b'shiroi. Gemara tells a story about a man who's mekadesh an isha with shiroi. Shiroi is a type of very chashuv beged, silk. And he's mekadesh her with this shavu kesef. And this machokes now Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef regarding the kiddushin with this shavu kesef of shiroi. Rabbi Amar lo tzvichi shuma. Yosef Amar tzvichi shuma. Rabbi says that there's no need to do a shuma. And Rabbi Yosef says it has to be evaluated, it has to be appraised. Rashi explains this machokes of tzvichi shuma has to do with the time of the kiddushin. Rashi says lo tzvichi shuma. Sheyeshumu osan shamoyim, you need professional appraisers that do evaluation and appraisal. Kodem shetekablen, before she accepts it as kiddushin, it has to be appraised. The Gemara is going to soon say what the case is, but there has to be an appraisal done according to Rav Yosef or according to Rabbi. It doesn't need to be done according to Rav Yosef. It has to be done when? Prior to her accepting it. The other opinion, tzrichi shuma, this is Rav Yosef's opinion. Again, Rashi emphasizes, when is this appraisal to take place? Beforehand. Okay, there's a Shita Sarambam we'll have to eventually get to that disagrees and holds the Shuma can be done later. Tosis Riazake, and all this will be later on in the Sugi, we'll come back to. But Rashi is clear. Tosis also emphasizes this. The Shuma that we're discussing is a Shuma that's to take place initially. So Rabbi says there's no need to do a Shuma. It can still be a Kedushin. And Rav Yosef, for some reason, holds Tzvichi Shuma. Without the Shuma done, Bishas, the Kedushin, Enem Kudeshes, Kedim Farsh, V'azel, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what's the nature of this Machokas, why does Rav Yosef require Shuma, and what's the basis of Rabbi's disagreement. The Gemara continues. What is the case? Ida Amala B'Koldehu. If the man said to her at the time when he gave her the shiroi that b'koldehu, Rashi says hiskat shili b'hen kimo shehen, you can be mekudeshes whatever the value is. This is the shiroi, and whatever it's worth, it's worth. He doesn't give any particular amount. Kuliyam lo pligi d'lo tzvichi shuma. There's no machokes. Everyone agrees that it's a kedusha. Rashi says, "Delot zvichi shuma, debatz mipruta lo shav." So here's something to notice in Rashi. Rashi stresses why, in a case where he says kol dehu, is it for sure kedusha? No need to do appraisal, because it's certainly worth a pruta. From Rashi, one can be medayik that if there's any question about whether it's a pruta or not, then it wouldn't be so simple. Then it would perhaps require a shuma. Certainly for Rav Yosef, maybe even for Rava. In other words, the whole discussion is of that everyone agrees lo tzvichi shuma because it's certainly worth a pruta. So then the fact that it might be worth who knows what, but he didn't say. He said kosho. So then no problem. The lashon of the Gemara of Amar b'Koldehu, and Rashi says his kachli ben kmo shehein, l'chora is suggesting those were his words. His words were Hiskatsri kimashahein. The Rashba, on the other hand, emphasizes that the Gemara doesn't mean that he had to say kol dehu. If a person gives the shavu kesef without saying anything, doesn't give an amount on what it is that he's giving, he doesn't mention an amount, a sum, that's the equivalent of kosu. Rashi, perhaps it's mashma that he said, Hiskatsri kimashahein, sounds like those were his words. Unless you put the quotation marks after his kachli bahen, and then Rashi just added kimashahein. Probably not the pashup shot in the Rashi. But the Rashi beholds otherwise. Another thing to notice. Rashi beholds that it's right from the Gemara later, that koshahein means as long as he did not mention a sum. Okay? So that's there's no question in those cases, in that case, there's no question that the kedushin is fine. And Rashi emphasizes because it's certainly worth a pruta. Again, because that much is not in doubt. continues the Gemara, what about this case? Ida amar l'chamshin. So now we're going to discuss a case where he gave a certain amount. He specified. Again, the default case, we're not sure. The Rashba says that would fall under kosheim. But now we have ida amar l'chamshin. So he said, the shirai achamshin. He wants to mekadeshar with this. The lo shavu chamshin. And it turns out that it's not really worth chamshin. So then, halo shavu. So then, there's no question that the kedushin is not going to work because it's not worth what he said it's worth. So again, it can be in a machlokas for sure. It's not a kedushin. Rashi says on this, Ida Omar his kad shili b'chamishim zuz v'harilocha elu b'dmehem. So how does Rashi give us the case that the Gemara just identified? That he said chamshin, and the Gemara said, if it's not worth chamshin, for sure it's not a kedushin. What's the case? He said, his kachri b'chamishim zuz, and the shiroi are in lieu of the chamishim zuz. That's interesting. Why did Rashi have to say that? What could Rashi have said? His kachri with what?
Shiroi.
With the shiroi, which are worth, the amar chamshin. So he had to give an amount, a dollar value to the shirai, but I'm a kaddish with the shirai. When the Shulchan Aruch brings the case, you have the Avni Miluyim with the page, which the Shulchan Aruch on the same page. In Amar es kaddishi bechefet zeh sheshavet nunzuz. Yeah, es kaddishi bechefet zeh sheshavet nunzuz. Es kaddishi b'shirai, in which I happen to inform you at this moment that it's worth chamshin. Rashi, for some reason, changes the case that Mekadisha with Chamish and Zuz, and this is in lieu of that. It's interesting, in the Meiri, both possible cases are mentioned. Meiri mentions both scenarios. He says, "Bimhiski lasach shivoy shebehen, kigon sha'amala, hiskachi li b'shiroyin eilu she'shavim chamishim." Dinarim, that's like the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned. Oh, is kachigi b'chamishim dinarim v'harei elu b'dmeyim. So let's just finish another line of Gemara. We'll come back to this diuk in the Rashi. So the Gemara says, if it was kol shehen, whether that means he said kol shehen or he didn't say anything in terms of money, so that would be clearly a kedushin. Lo tzvichi shuma. Rashi added, certainly not worth less than a pruta. Okay, if he said chamshin, again we have Rashi's suggestion of the case, we have other alternative suggestions, either he said mekadeshu with the shiroyin, which are worth 50, or as Rashi says, mekadeshu with the 50, and the shiroyin are in lieu of the 50. It says the Gemara, if it's not worth 50, halo shavu. So now obviously it can't be kedushin. Keep reading. Where is there a machlokas? The amar chamshin v'shavu chamshin. He said chamshin. So again, Rashi, we have the case a mekadeshu with the 50 and the shirayin are in lieu of the 50. According to the other case, he said mekadeshu with the shirayin, which are worth 50. And in fact, they're worth 50. And yet, there's a machlokas Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi amar lo tzvichi shuma d'hava shavu chamshin. Rabbi says, there's no need to do a shuma now, as long as it's worth 50, and can establish that independently, whatever point. So everything is fine. Perfect kedushin. Yosef Amar Tzvichi Shuma. Why? Kevan de Itza lo bekia b'shuma lo samchadaita. What does Rabbi Yosef say? Tzvichi Shuma, again, Rashi set up, when does a shuma have to happen? When? Shas the kedusha. What happened later on? They did a shuma. Rashi tells us. Look, v'shavu chamshin. The last Rashi on the page. V'shavu chamil lo shamu b'kiyim kodem lakach. Again, who has to do the appraisal? B'kiyim. But they didn't do it earlier. They did it later. So here, Rav Yosef is going to say that it's not a kedusha, even though it was corroborated later on that it was exactly what he said. But at the time that he handed out the shiroyin for kedusha, he gave the amount, she heard him say that amount, and it wasn't yet verified, So the chesaron in the kedushin, in what sense? Says Rav Yosef, lo samchadaita. This is the problem. A woman doesn't know. She doesn't know what it's really worth. He's saying that. True, you verify it later, but that's a chesaron in the kedushin. Lo samchadaita. This is the Lishna Kam of the Gemara. This is the first version of the Machlokes Rabban of Yosef. Svichi Shuma, Lo Svichi Shuma. It's a Machlokes whether we say Samchadaita or Lo Samchadaita. Rabba doesn't have this concern of Lo Samchadaita. As long as it turns out it's worth 50, exactly what he said, Kedushin, fine. According to Rav Yosef, because she didn't know, she's Lo Biki B'Shuma at the time, so even though later on you verified it, Lo Samchadaita. Pashup Shat, the problem in the Dasa Isha for Kiddushin. She's not so Michdas for it to be Miskadeshus. This is Lashon Rishon of the Gemara. Okay, so we have a number of Diyukim meanwhile in the Rashi. Right? Rashi, first of all, the question of Koshehen, what does it mean exactly? Does it mean he had to say Koshe? The kids, they don't argue about. Rashi says, why in that case, Lo Tzvi Chishuma? Because it's for sure with the pruta, Rashi's mashma, if it was a doubt about a pruta, there would be a problem. And then the other diuk in the Rashi, when the Gemara sets up the case that we're discussing, where he said shavu chamshin, so if it's shavu chamshin, for sure it's okay. If it goes shavu chamshin, it's for sure no good. If it's shavu chamshin, it's a machlokas. Rashi says, the case is, he said a mekadesh with chamishim zuz. Yeah, value.
What would Rabba respond to Rav Yosef's svara that Isha wouldn't be there?
Who is the svara mechudeshes here? Who is the default? Who would you naturally assume is correct? And who is the shita that's the chidush? Rabba or Rav Yosef? Where is the burden of proof? What will you say? You think so? Look no further than the next Amud Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef bin Aminala. So Rabba is a pashtus. This is for Lishna Kama and for Lishna Basel. We'll see later on the rais seem to be for Lishna Kama, certainly. We'll see Tosa says could be only Lishna Kama that Rav Yosef is being a rai to. We'll see the rais that come on the next Amud. So even within Lishna Kama, the pashtus is we don't say Lo Samchadaita. We say as long as it was established subsequently that it is what he said it is. No problem. We don't say Lo Samchadait. Yosef is the chiddush. He has to prove his point. Something else just to notice, though. This problem with Samchadait, is it limited to Kiddushin, Rabosai? Or is it true by all situations of Kinyanim by Kesef? So again, if you had a peek at the Gemara later, you see that it's not limited to Kiddushin. This is Negea, other things too. That's the Gemara right later on that discusses Mikesef Iknaso, with Evet Ivri, with Pidyon Haben. It's not specific to Kedushin. This idea of Lo Samchadaita is a halacha beyond just the context of Kedushin. But again, the pashtus is Rabba. This is certainly going to be true of Lishna Basra. Rav Yosef has come with a new halacha. It has to be Kayetz. That's the next lashon of Rav Yosef. Again, Rabba is Pashut. Rav Yosef needs to prove his shita. What's the second lashon of the Gemara? Second lashon of the Gemara, Rav Yosef, Anupshat, Ika de Amri, Bekol Dehunami Pligi. Initially, we said that there's no machokes if it was a case of Kol Dehu. Again, Kol Dehu can either mean he said Kol Dehu, or as the Rashi would have it, he didn't say an amount. And we thought initially that why can it be Mekudeshes? He said, willing to be Mekudeshes, whatever the amount is, because he didn't mention the amount when he said kol dehu. But now we're suggesting that even there's a machlokes as follows. Rav Yosef Amar, that you need a shuma. Why? Because shave kesef harehu kikesef. The rule is shave kesef is like kesef. We have a gzeres hakasuv. Rashi's going to tell us, we had a tosus on Beis Amid Aleph about this, had we know shave kesef kikesef, we have a Rashi on it. Shavu Kesef is learned out to be like Kesef, but if we're learning it out, Megzeres HaKasuv has to follow a certain pattern to be similar to Kesef, as follows, Ma Kesef de Kayitz, Af Shavu Kesef Nami de Kayitz. Says Rashi on the top, Shavu Kesef ke Kesef, Gabi Kedushin, Kesef Ksiv. Where does it say Kesef by Kedushin? What? Kicha, kicha, kicha bekesef, good, stay Ephraim, right? Yeah. Or, what's the other marker? Kesef minalan, what? And kesef, good. So it says kesef by Kedushin. The shavet kesef is rabbi ki kesef. And where marbe, mukzeres akasuv, shavet kesef works as well. Kidaminu kamon, as we'll soon see in the Gemara, yashiv the rabbi's shavet kesef. So Rashi identifies the marker of shavet kesef ki kesef by Kedushin from the mukzeres akasuv that we have by Eved Ivri. This is, again, taking us back to Beis Amid Aleph and the Tosis. So the Gemara is going to mention a drasha, Yashiv Geulaso, with Fiat Yashiv Geulaso by Eved Ivri Animka La'akum, when you're redeeming him. So it says next to the word Yashiv, L'rabos Shavet Kesef Kikesef. So it's a reboy that we're Marbe Shavet Kesef, Hilkach Kikesef Be'inan Dekayitz. What's the Hilkach? Let's say Shavet Kesef Kikesef were not based on Xeris HaKasuv. What would it be based on? We had the Tosis of Beis Amid Aleph. What was Tosis thinking? Svara. No, if it were a svara, shavet kesef is kesef. It's a svara. Why is it a svara? Because people pay for it. Because you can exchange it for kesef. It can be converted to kesef. Whatever the svara would be, you can think of svaras. If it were a svara, then there'd be no basis to say it has to be a certain paradigm. It has to fit this template of kayets. No. It is kesef, finished. But given the fact that it's not a svara, you wouldn't automatically assume that it counts for kesef. You need a xeris hakasuv. So if you need to learn from there's a kasuv hilkach, as Rashi emphasizes, hilkach ki kesef be'inan. Says of Yosef, it has to be identical to the quality of kesef. Kesef is a fixed thing, it's a fixed sum. So shavet kesef has to have that quality that when you're doing the kinyan, not just kedushin again, it's whatever kinyan, with shavet kesef it has to be established, and again according to Rashi from the very outset, exactly how much. It can't just be this what amorphous thing that has whatever value, it has to be fixed at a particular amount, and you have to establish that from the beginning. That's the second lesson of Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi doesn't accept that idea. True, Shavu Kesef, Kesef, Mistam, it's also went out of a pasuk, but you don't take it that far that it requires kites. According to the second lesson, the machlokas is, even by Koshein, it doesn't work, it's not kites. But according to the first version of the Gemara, no, if he said, if it's Koshein case, no problem. She accepted it for whatever it is. There's no issue of kayitz, so mikudeshes. What's the machokas? When he said an amount, and eventually it was established through Shamoyim that it was, in fact, that value that he said, but b'shas maisa it wasn't clear to her, so Rav Yosef says, en mikudeshes because lo samchadayt. That's simply the setting up the Gemara, the two Rishonos in the Gemara, Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Just to return for one moment, to come back to you, Nachum, is the diuk that we had, a couple of diukim in Rashi, but the one diuk that we ended with is the Rashi, it sets up the case that the machokis, the Gemara begins to suggest a case for the machokis, that he did say chamshin. Says the Gemara, well, if it wasn't worth chamshin, for sure it's no good. And if it's worth chamshin, that's the machokes samchadaita lo samchadaita. Rashi says, what's that case? His kachigi b'chamishim zuz, and this is in lieu of the chamishim zuz. Why did Rashi do that? Says the Avni Miluyim, machidush. So why did Rashi do that? So not because it's relevant for the machlokes case. For the Avni Miluyim, Rashi's case, as opposed to the other case, that we would have argued, we could have suggested, that I'm saying the Kaddish you with the Shirai, which are worth Chamishim Zuz. So it's not relevant for the issue of the Machlokas when it's established that it is worth what he said. But Rashi says it because it's relevant for the case that the Gemara says would for sure not work. Which case does not work? If it turns out it's not worth Chamishim. So the Gemara says, of course it won't work, it's not chamishim. It says the Avni Miluyim, but Rashi might hold that when does that make sense if he said a mekadesh with the value, with the chamishim? And then, says the Gemara, if it's in fact not worth chamishim, I'm giving you the shiroi as bidmehem, as the chamishim zuz, and it's not worth chamishim, even if it's worth 49, very close to chamishim, less than the shtus. But Maisa, what was a mekadesh with? With the chamishim zuz, and you're not getting what I said. So of course it's nanim mekudeshes. But suppose I would have said, I'm a kaddish you with this, with these shirai, not with Chamishim Zuz, with the Shirai. And I add, and they happen to be worth this amount, says Avni Miluyim, then even if it wasn't worth exactly that, it was worth a little less. Let's say it was worth 49. So then you could also say Mikudeshes. How could that be? It's not what he said. Yeah, but we know when it comes to Mechira, if the Mocher and the Lokeach agree on a price, and the assumption is by the Lokeach that it's worth that price that he's paying, but it turns out that it was really worth a little less, so he overpaid. That's one example of what's called Onah. So Onah has its parameters, and the parameters of Onah are that Pachas Mishtus is considered an implicit Mechila. So it's still a Mekach. It's a Mekach. Up to a Shtus, a toast up to a Shtus is not Nevatel the Mekach. Says Rav Miluyim, what's true about Mechira, it's obviously a Chidush. What's true about Mechira in a normal transaction with a sale, that up to a Shtus is considered a Mechira, so the Mechira still stands, the sale of it is valid. So it would be by Kedushin. If I'm saying I'm a Kedushin with a particular object, and I assign a value to it, and so she's assuming that the value is what he said, and she goes along with the Kedushin. And it turns out that it wasn't that value, but the difference is less than the shtus, then Mikudeshes. The same way it's true by Mechira. So therefore, because of the fact that the Gemara says there's a Dava Pashut, that if he said Chamshin, and it's Lo Shavu Chamshin, Halo Shavu, sounds like whatever the difference is, if it's not Shavu, it's not Kedushin, so Rashi needed to change the case. Not that he said I'm a Kedushin with the object, because if it were that, then as long as it's less than the Shtus, it would be a Kedushin, just like by a sale would be a valid sale. So Rashi needed to change the case. I'm a Kedushin with what? With the Chamishim Zuz, to the extent that it's not, and I'm giving this to you as Chamishim Zuz, but towards Chamishim Zuz. So then, if it's not Chamishim Zuz, it's not Kedushin. That's a Chidush of the Avni Miluyim. The Diyuk is fantastic, the Chidush is a Chidush. Divi Rashi Tamua, B'madalo Pirsh Kipshuto, the Amar Eskachi Bechevet Zeh Sheshava Chamshin. The Efsher, the Im Amar Eskachi Bechevet Zeh Sheshava Chamshin. Vim Nim Tzachkach Sheshava Pachas Dinar Havli Bechalono, Pachas Mishtus Havli Mechila. Himself acknowledges it's not so pashut. Maybe after we get through a little bit more with the Tosus and the Sefer Makna, maybe we'll be able to come back to this Rashi and say something else. Another understanding why Rashi needed to say the case was that he said, I'm Kaddish you with the Chamishim Zuz. For the Avni Miluim, it was relevant not for the Machlokis Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rashi's case was relevant for that which the Gemara says that there'd be no machlokas, and for sure in the Mekudeshes, if it didn't turn out to be Chamshin. In terms of the issue of Rav Yosef and Rabba, where they argue with what's Shavu Chamshin, the case would be the same according to the Avni Miluyim, whether he said a Mekadeshu with the Shirayin or a Mekadeshu with a Dami. That would be clear. The only reason Rashi mentioned it is because of what the Gemara says if it wasn't worth Chamshin. Begin to think maybe Rashi had another agenda here, right? Another reason for saying the case was that I'm a Kaddishu with the value, and the Shirayin are in lieu of the value. I'm Kaddishu with the Chamishim Zuz. Okay. Question, Nachum.
There's two questions now. First one, back to what we were saying in terms of Lishna Kama, Lishna Bahasa.
Yeah.
In terms of exactly what the difference is between the concept of Kayetz and Shuma,
Shuma is what's required. Tzvichi Shuma.
Right.
The reason could be either because you need kayetz, shava kesef de kayetz.
Right.
Or the reason could be because there was some chadayik.
Right. I'm saying, is it possible kayetz could be an outcome of having a shuma? Right. It is now kayetz as an outcome of having a shuma, or it's something that could exist outside of shuma as well. If the guy is on mira, he specifies how much.
Oh, see, you're asking an interesting question. This could be again later in the Gemara. What passes the test of kayetz? Does it require the professional appraisers, or the very fact that he would actually give it what he thinks could be the value, and then we can appraise it independently, already passes a test of kayetz? That's what you're raising. Good question. It could be the machlokas. It could be nogia later in the Gemara. That's a good question to keep in mind. Okay. What else?
I forgot
my question. Oh. Now, but Pashtus, I'm saying this because the Ritva is, I didn't give you the Ritva because it's very hard to know Pshat. So if you looked at it, you'd know what I'm referring to. The Ritva seems to see the issue of Lo Samcha Daita even within the second Lashon. Nobody else says this. But Pashtus, the second Lashon, is not based on Lo Samcha Daita. It's an entirely different issue. The Gemara spells it out. Either Lo Samcha Daita, Lo Samcha Daita, that's the first Lashon. And the second issue is an objective issue. Again, what called kites, we'll have to see. But do you need the Shamayim or even the person himself? But the idea of kites is not about smichas das. It's a separate halacha. You need dum yad kesef, like the Lashon HaGemar, Rashi explains it. Hilkach, right? There's nothing about Lo Samcha Daita here. Ki kesef be'in on the kites. So let's go one Lashon at a time. Let's focus now on Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama, the machlokes of Yosef holds, it's worth 50, it's established to be 50. He said initially it's worth 50, but there were no professional appraisers that stepped in at the time to establish that value to be, in fact, the correct value. Therefore, enem kudeshes, why lo samcha daita? Chayr, it's a problem in the Ritza Yaisha for Kedushin. That's a simple way to understand it. Let's see Tosis. Rav Yosef Amar, Tzvi Chishum. Tosis right away points out, we already noted in Rashi, Kodem Kedushin Kama, Kedepirish Bekuntis. This Tzvi Chishum doesn't say in the Gemara when, but Rashi sets us straight right away. The Tzvi Chishum of the Gemara means initially. Kodem Kedushin. The fact that it's going to be verified subsequently is not going to help us. If there was no smichas das b'shas kedushin, there's no kedushin. And if there's no shamoyim then and there, to establish the value, to be what he said, in accordance with what he said, so then it's no kedushin. Fektos is v'teima del kaman perik beis, tanya, gabiskat shili b'shtar chov, or b'shtar samagores, v'chachomim omim shamin es hanayar, im yesh bo shavar putem mekudeshes. What's the case? So there's different ukimtas the Gemara has exactly. What is this case of the machokas tonight? Rabbi Meir, the Chacham, Rabbi Lezer. So some of the ukimtas have to do with the fact, Tosis is probably thinking those ukimtas, especially the gears of shtar, that it was a fraud shtar kedusha. He wants to make a show with a shtar. We'll go with the gears of shtar. And there was a problem either because there were no edim and you need edei chasima, or it was not show lishma. So you have a problem in the shtar. The shtar can't work to affect kedusha. Meanwhile, there was paper that he gave. So the chachamim allow kedusha to go forward based on, if not kedusha shtar, which fails the test of a shtar, it's not a kasher shtar, but let it be mitoras kedusha what? Kedusha kesef. But for kedusha kesef, what do you need? Shava pruta. So then you have to figure out, did the niyar, did the paper, the parchment of the shtar have a value of a pruta or not? The chidush of the chum is that daito aniyar, that when he's giving her the shtar, he also has in mind that if it won't be kiddush shtar, it will be kiddush kesef, so therefore it can work as kiddush kesef, if necessary. And therefore, as long as it's worth a pruta, it can be a kiddush, even the shtar is not a kasher shtar. But what's the problem in Tosis? Because when is it says shamin is aniyah? So Tosis assumes right now that shamin means when? When do you do the evaluation, the appraisal? When? Not in the beginning, but afterwards. Umashma, shamin is aniyah, acha kedusha. But b'shas ma'isa, when he gave her the shtar, it wasn't known whether it had value, whether it was a shavaputa or not. The afa gav the mitchila, shuma saniyah, lo haisa yidua. So this is going against what we have in our Gemara. The our Gemara, Rav Yosef holds, Tzrichi Shuma, when, as Tosa starts off in the Tosas, when, Kodem Kedushin. But over there, it sounds like you can have a Shuma that works after Kedushin. And it can work according to Chachamim, as long as you say Daito on the Yar, that his Das could be, that it could also be a Kedushin Kesef. So you can do the Shuma afterwards. But if it's not known at the time it was worth a Pruta, so how could it be a Kedushin afterwards? That's Tosis Kash. Good, clear? And for Tosis, for Yeshua. Now we have to go through the two Lashonos in the Gemara. The first Lashon is that the Machokis in Samcha Daita, and the Machokis is only where he said he gave the value. Otherwise, by Koshein, it would be fine. The Second lashon is you need kayit, so you need even by koshein it's a problem. So Tosafot goes one by one. The Yishlom delishna the amar bekodehu kuliyam alufligi. The first lashon of the Gemara says that the machokis is based on what and some chadaita or some chadaita, which would mean a case where he gave the he specified an amount, just it wasn't clear by professionals right now, wasn't established yet. But had it been a case of koshein, then everyone agrees it's fine. So then she goes along with whatever it is. So according to the Lashon Damba Kodehu, Kuli Amo Lo Pligi, according to that Lashon, that Kuli Amo Lo Pligi by Kodehu, Iri, the case over there will be, the case that we say, Shem Nesan Yar Achakach, Iri the Amo Lo Kodehu. The case is, the Amo Lo Kodehu, that will take care of Lishna Kama, come back in a minute. Ulishna the Kodehu Nami Pligi, according to the second Lashon, that there's a machokis by Kodehu, so that's not going to help. Hachi Kamar, we'll have to reinterpret the Gemara. Then Rotso Kacha Bishtar, Shaminitz and the Yar Mitchila. We have to do the Shuma initially. Im Yeshbo Shavat Putum Mikudeshes. Kiloma, Im Shamu Tchila. It means if they did a Shuma in the beginning. Lafuki miman de amar mekudeshes api sheim b'shaver pruta mitam star. The man de amar says mekudeshes even without a shuma to become star. No, but it won't work mitam star because of the problems mentioned in that gemara. So what Tosa seems to be saying, according to the Lishna Basra, is that you have to do the shuma initially. This is very difficult in pshat. The Masha struggles here. L'chora Tosa was assuming without any doubt in the beginning of the Tosa that what does it mean shaman? Shaman means when, at the afterwards. So what did Tosfos do here? Suddenly takes us on a whole different direction. Like, so what was he thinking asking the kasha? I mean, if it can be interpreted as shaman to be beforehand, so then what was the kasha? It's a whole different rikas in the mashah here. You have to know what to do with this. But somehow Tosfos works out, you can say that shaman is an issue. Let's go back to the first teretz. The first teretz is going to work according to the Lishna Kam of the Gemara. So what does he say? If there's no machokas by kodu, I read the amala kodu. So first of all, two diyukin. Lashna Tosis, I read the amala kodu. How do you take those words? We had the Rajba versus maybe what we thought in Rashi. What does Gemara mean kodu, who everyone agrees? Is stoma without mentioning an amount the equivalent of kodu? Or does kodu mean he said kodu? So what does it say? What?
Over there, stop.
Well, so that's the thing. So Tosis, so here's the Tosis Lashon. This is sort of, you have to know which way to push the diuk. The Lashon of Tosis is mashma what? That you have to say kodu. That's the Lashon of Tosis. I read the amal kodu. But it's a pella, right? Because the context of the Gemara is a person is trying to make kash b'shtar, so he's not even thinking ahead about the kesef. Elamai, the back of his mind, there could be a kedusha kesef possibility, but how could you make that a case of kodu if his intention with chatchila was mekadesh b'shtar? So if you assume that the pshat is that it's kodu, that stum is koduhu, so that could make sense because he's giving us a shtar. He's not thinking about, he's not directly addressing the paper, so that's equivalent to kodu. Then according to the Rajba, that's perfect. So then it fits with the Gemara, but the lashon of Tosis is hard. I read them a kodu. You have to say means it is a case of kodu. That's the built into the case. It's hard to know. Pashtus, it's a case of kodu. If you hold that stoma is kodu, without mentioning a value. He didn't mention a value. That's kodu. That's perfect. But Tosus Lashon, I read them a kodu. But again, what would it mean? Why is he mentioning anything kodu? He's giving her a star as a star. You know what to say. The makan is medaik from Tosus. What is he medaik? That I read the omer that he has to say it. But how does he read the Gemara? If you hold like the Rashba, then it's better. But Tosis Lashon does, in fact, convey the impression that he said it. That's one diuk. But there's another diuk. Hang on. What's the other diuk of the Makna here? The issue here is whether it's worth what?
Pruta.
A pruta, or perhaps not worth a pruta. The shaman is whether it's worth a pruta. Now, what did Rashi say when we talked about Koduhu being Kedushin? That we would agree that according to the setting up the Lishna Kama, so Kodu, everyone would agree that it's Mikudeshes. Rashi says, why Mikudeshes? Why? Because it's certainly worth what? A pruta. That means that to the extent that there's a doubt that could exist in her mind whether it's a pruta or not, then even a case of kolduhu is not going to be any better than if it wasn't kolduhu, because there's a suffix if it's a pruta. Right? That was a Rashi, it was a deal we had in Rashi, correct? And what is Tosus trying to solve this problem by saying? That the Gemara there is discussing a case with maybe it's built into the case, or find that he said it, or it's like he said it, of kolduhu. But if kolduhu is only going to work to the extent that she knows it's a pruta, then how could Tosus give such a teretz? The question there is, is it a pruta or is it not a pruta? So therefore, it says the Makna, it's clear from Tosus, he argues in Rashi. For Tosus, you see from this Tosus teretz, that even to the extent that it might not be a pruta, but if the case of kolduhu, then the kudeshes. Not the way Rashi says. Rashi says, because bevade it's worth a pruta. Here, we don't know if it's a pruta. And yet Tosus is willing to answer that he can be mikudeshes without a shuma, as long as it's established to be a pruta later on, because of kolduhu. So you see, even if it's a suffix of a pruta, it also goes into what the Gemara says, a kuya milupik. That's the deal of the Sefer Mak. But why should that be? Why should Tosus argue on Rashi? What is it based on? So this opens up, the Machna is already alluding to the other piece that he says, but let me take your question first. Menachem, go ahead. No, great. Let's go with the other Machna. Says the Sefer Machna on the next Amud, a very interesting issue. And he opens up, this is really getting to the heart of the Lishna Kama of the Gemara. When we talk about Samcha Daita versus Lo Samcha Daita, let's analyze this more carefully. And then we'll come back to see how it affects the issue of less than Shabbat Pruta, as we see in the Tosis here, that it could be less than a Pruta, and still Tosis says it could be fine. No problem, in other words, no problem with some Chadaita. Let's understand. Why should that be? So the Machna explains why that should be based on another question that he has. This problem of Lo Sam Chadaita, he said 50, later on it's established by professional praisers at 50. But she didn't know. Itza lo bekiya b'shuma. Lo samchadaita. Frek the Sefer Makna, a very simple, basic question we were tumbling in the morning, right? Yesterday, today. Every case of Kiddushin al Tanai, Mishnayis later in Kiddushin, all kinds of Tanayim in the Kiddushin. So the din is clear. Whatever type of Tanai it is that he makes, if the Tanai is fulfilled, so the condition is valid. L'mafreya, not necessarily Tanai of Im, where it's only later on. It could be a condition right now, so long as the Tanai is fulfilled. Okay, you have to work out the details in terms of what's going to be in the meantime. You don't know if it's going to be fulfilled or not. But L'maisa, as long as the Tanai comes to fruition, the condition is valid. Condition me'achsha. How could that be? How could there be a Tanai in condition that the condition can be valid pending the fulfillment of a condition of the Tanai? L'maisa, the woman at this point doesn't know whether the Tanai will be fulfilled or not. So why not, even if it later on gets fulfilled, how could it be Kedushin? Lo Sam Chadaita should be a problem in the Ritzu Yisha for Kedushin. Why is it any different than our Sugya? Very simple, basic question. What makes our Sugya different than every single case of the Kedushin of Tanai? Why is that valid for Kedushin, and we don't present the problem of Lo Sam Chadaita, according to Rav Yosef? And over here, when it comes to a case of Shiroi, where he says it's worth 50, and it's worth 50 later on, we find out it's worth 50, and yet no Kedushin because Lo Sam Chadaita. So why can't every Kedushin out tonight be a problem based on the same concern of Lo Sam Chadaita? That's what the Makna asks. Yeah?
I didn't see Machna.
You didn't see Machna, yes? So, see Machaventin. Let's see. Go ahead.
The case of Kiddush Al Tanai, they work totally differently. Cases of Kiddush Al Tanai are pole at the time the Tanai is fulfilled, but it works retroactively.
It does work. Good.
Back now.
Fine.
So, as long as then, when you fulfill the Tanai, she has Smichas Das then. Therefore,
yeah, but Smichas Das has to be B'Shas, no, it has to be B'Shas the Kinesinus HaKesef. Here too. Look, the Rambam is going to say Kiddush Shuma later on, so that could very well be for our Sugya too. But Rashi is different. Rashi learns that the Shuma can be later on, but that's not going to help the Kiddushin. If Bishast and Nesina Sakesef, there was an insecurity in her mind, because she didn't know whether it's worth the 50 that he said it's worth. So even though we established that by professionals later on, the Kedushin is not Kedushin. It wasn't established before the Nesinos HaKesef. So at the time the Kesef is given, it's unclear to her that the Tanai is going to be fulfilled. How can that be Kedushin? What do you say? Everyone is nice and uncomfortable, right? Not nice. It should be a very disconcerting question. What's going on? What's our sugya? What's our sugya all about? Says the Makna, very interesting chiluk. Very interesting. And nafka mina comes from this. What does he say? And this is going to, again, he's saying this to explain also why for Tosfos the koshahu is going to help, even if it's a suffix of a pruta. Right? Against what we saw in Rashi. What does he say? Teda. I'm working backwards. He says the pshat and Tosfos by the pruta, then he proves it from the kasha of Tanai. I'm working backwards. Let's answer the kasha from Tanai, and we'll see what he uses that as a raya to show pshat and Tosfos about the pruta. Kol mekadesh al Tanai, al menas sheyase ezedover. So he makes a kedush al Tanai. He's going to do something. Im niskayim al Tanai, he mekadesh es l'mafreya. We don't say that. Why is that? The answer is simple. Because what does she have to lose, Rabosa? What are we going to say? She doesn't want, she doesn't feel secure to give herself up in Kedusha. Because she doesn't know if the Tanai will be fulfilled. Now, if I go into her mind and I ask her, and let's say the Tanai is not fulfilled, then what will be? Where would the chips fall? What would be? So then she knows the whole condition is not going to be valid. So to the extent that she's giving herself up in condition now, there's nothing that she has to lose. Because if it's not fulfilled, Shalom Yisrael, they're married. Mazel tov. The day is not fulfilled, there won't be condition. So the fact that she doesn't know right now whether there'll be the fulfillment of the Tanai should not in any way inhibit her willingness to go along with the Kedushin pending the fulfillment of the Tanai. Because basically, manafshach, there'll be a fulfillment, then there's Kedushin, fine. So she's agreeing to Kedushin, and there'll be Kedushin. If the Tanai will not be realized, then there won't be Kedushin. So regardless of what, she does, has nothing to hold her back right now from agreeing to Kedushin, because on the side that the Tanai will not be fulfilled, there won't be Kedushin regardless, everyone here. So says the Makna, by Tanai, there's no reason, if she knows that the entire condition is contingent on the Tanai, there's no reason why her not knowing about the Tanai's fulfillment should prevent her from giving herself up a condition. What makes our case different, says the Makna, because it's not a Tanai. If it were Tanai, Taka would be different. He's going to say that. Our case is, he tells her, I'm gadish you with these shirai that are 50 zuz. We have the classic case. So she hears him say 50 zuz. But she doesn't know whether he's just using words because he's just using words. Bitumi mili, I say, he wants to give it the 50 zuz. She wants 50 zuz of shirai. She doesn't want 49 zuz of shirai, 45 zuz. But he says 50 zuz. Who's to say? But she's afraid that whatever is going to be worth later, if she agrees to Kedushin, it's going to be Kedushin. She'll be locked in to Kedushin, and she'll have sold herself short. She doesn't know the lumdus, that if it won't be 50 zuz, that it won't be Kedushin. She thinks that she'll be stuck with this Kedushin no matter what, because they give you the Kedushin, which is 50 zuz. So there's a lo sam chadaita. Because since it might not be 50 zuz, and she doesn't know whether he's correct, so there, she has in her mind something to lose to go along with the condition, since she doesn't know if it's correct, and she's concerned that maybe he's just bluffing and saying it's 50, it's not really 50, and once she agrees, she'll be stuck. So therefore, it's lo sam chadaita, so she doesn't give herself up in condition. All of this is true in Asik. Back to the question of pruta. Let's say he says koshu. So, what's the question? Would she give herself up to Kedushin or not? Tosa says if she's koshu, she would. She would agree to Kedushin. Rashi said no. It may not be worth a pruta. It's only if she's for sure worth a pruta. Why would Tosa hold differently? Because the issue of a pruta for Kedushin Everybody knows the Gemara says Adam Yodea. The Gemara says later that Kiddushin cannot be less than a pruta. So to the extent that it might not even be a pruta, it's not going to inhibit her giving herself a Kiddushin, because if it's not a pruta, she knows it won't be Kiddushin anyway. To the extent that its value, whatever it is fine with her. So as long as there's nothing for her to lose in acquiescing to Kiddushin, that would be no problem of Samchadayta. She's Samchadayta. Only if in her mind there could be something that's at stake that she'd be losing by giving in and going along, and it may not come to pass in accordance with what she's hearing right now, that's where there's a problem with Samchadayta, which would be limited, therefore, to a case of what he says, a value that she thinks that no matter whether it's worth that or not, it's going to be Kiddushin if I agree, therefore she's not going to say going to agree. According to this logic, what would be Rabosai in the following case? He tells the woman, I'm going to kaddish you with these shirai, al menas, that they are worth chamishim zuz. And he makes a tanai kafel, and he says, and if they're not worth chamishim zuz, you're not mekudeshes. And later on, they do professional assessment, and it turns out to be chamishim zuz. What would Rav Yosef say, according to Lishna Kama, in that situation, according to the logic of the Sefer Makkah?
It should be good.
What?
It should be good.
In other words, this entire halacha of Tzvichi Shuma, and you know, you have to pull in the professionals here, the appraisers, you can avoid the entire problem and the cost and the effort of bringing in these shamayim by simply phrasing your words differently. Instead of saying that Mekadeshi with Shirai that are Chamish and Zuz, and then if that's the case for the Kedushin to be valid, you're going to have to get the shamayim here. You could have said, Mekadeshi Amenas. That's Chamish and Zuz, in which case she understands that everything is contingent on that, in which case, even though you have not done the assessment yet, it will be Mekudesh. That's what comes out. Because once it falls into the realm of Al-Menas, which therefore lets her realize that if it won't work, if it won't be that, it won't be Kedushin, then there's no problem with Samchadaita. With Samchadaita is only when he thinks it's just words, but meanwhile, if she's Mekudesh regardless, that's what he says. Masha Enkein, he says, Kishelo Amar Beferish Bakodu, Lo Samchadaita, the Shema Ushava Pruta. Raksha Enoshav Kimasha Hayurit Sam Liskadesh, Lo Samchadaita Liskadesh, Vafilu Amash Sheshava Chamshin, Enza Kimotnai, Shere Lo Amar Almanas. Our case is not an Almanas. Ella Savra, the Mili Be Alma Kamala. If he doesn't say an Almanas, he thinks that it's just words, but the condition will be valid no matter what. Therefore, v'lo samchadaita, shem en eshava kol kach. U'be'emes, says the Makde, im omar b'feirush al menas, she'u shava chamshin, kevan she'hishna behed yakein, samchadaita. Dim lo yeshava chamshin, be'emes lo tiyem b'kodeshes, k'mo b'shar tonight. This is how the Makde wants to resolve his question of al menas, and pshat and tosis is now beautiful. So, even by a case of Kodahu, even though it could be it's not Shavaputa, and she doesn't know it's Shavaputa, but the fact remains, to the extent that it's not Shavaputa, she knows it's not Kedushin, so Koshu works. And this is what makes our sugya different than Tznayim, and Almanasana sugya would in fact change the whole halach. Questions? Comments? Yeah?
In the Makkah answer, he's saying that a woman doesn't have anything to lose. Yep. If it's shavuot, it's good, and if not, then it won't be a good condition. But doesn't every woman, by every woman wants to be more married than not to be married? So by definition, she does have something to lose by not being married. So if it's not a
shavuot, but obviously she wants to marry on certain terms.
If it's not a shavuot, then she has something to lose by not being married. So therefore, I do.
I don't follow you, but if she knows, no, but if you, her das is contingent, is based on what she hears. But she knows that if she doesn't get what she wants, it won't be Kedushin, so then why shouldn't she agree?
She wants one way over the other, no?
What case are you asking? He said Chamshin?
Al-Tanai, regular Al-Tanai.
There you go, it's a regular case of Al-Tanai. No, but every case of a Tanai, we don't say it's Lo Samcha Daita. Here it's a Lo Samcha Daita, according to Yosef. And there we don't say Lo Samcha Daita. What's the difference? You can argue here too. What do you mean Lo Samcha Daita? Tavu Mei Sotandu. That's not a kasha. Lo Samcha Daita means the fact is Tavu Mei Sotandu is a svara out there. But Lamaisa, you need Ritzi Ha'isha. If you don't know that the woman wants Kedushin, and you can suspect she might not want Kedushin, so there's no Kedushin. I Tavu Mei Sotandu. No, that's what Lo Samcha Daita means. She doesn't feel secure. We're going to say some another pshat with some chadaita. Maybe that will be different. Maybe then you won't have your kasha. But lemaisa, based on the way they're learning now, the pasuk pshat in the gemara, we lack ritzu ya'isha. I tavu mesa. No, but if lo some chadaita, she's not prepared. She has standards. All the makna is saying is within that idea that she does not want to go along with kedushin. She doesn't feel secure. But if she has nothing to lose by agreeing, because her worst fears are not going to materialize. In other words, to the extent that it's not going to be what he said, there won't be Kedushin anyway. So the fact that she doesn't know right now, Rachel B'tchak Tana, that it is what he said, is not going to inhibit her from giving herself over to Kedushin. Because to the extent that it won't be what he said, there won't be Kedushin anyway. So then, why shouldn't I agree so long as it's going to be that? The alternative is not going to be that I'll be stuck. That's all. You're asking Stamakasha, how do you square that with Tavu Mesa? But that's anyway an issue. Anytime you have to deal with, do I have Ritzo Isha or not? If I don't have Ritzo Isha, I don't have it. I Tavu Mesa. But that's the reality. Lo Samcha Daita means you don't have Das Kiddush. Again, we're going to suggest soon another way to read this Gemara that maybe solves the problem in a different way with making it different than Tanoi. But this is his approach. Okay, who else? Eita, no? Yeah, Avi.
For the Machna, he's learning Tosfos that there is a Bafurish Amira of Kol Bidur.
Yes, that's how we learn Tosfos.
Right. So, let's take the Rashba's case where he gave it Bistan. So, is this also... What exactly is the difference in light of this explanation between whether he says Bistan or whether he says Bafurish? At the end of the day, it's Yidua Lakol that there's not going to be Kedushin of his Lesson Shavuputa.
In other words, why do you need there should be that he has to say it?
Even Bistan, this explanation should be that there's nothing to lose for the...
No, maybe he learns. He seems to be learning. I have to take another look inside that if it was Stama, then she'd be worried that maybe she'd be stuck. In other words, unless she hears a Koshahu, and then the only concern could be that it won't be a Pruta, but then she knows I won't be married anyway, so then then it's a Samchadaita. But if it would be a case of stoma, where he doesn't say anything, so maybe she's worried about the fact that she'll be... She'll be
stuck with less than Shavuot.
You're saying this would be the same issue?
What?
So what does he say? Yeah, let's see.
She wants more.
She wants what?
She develops an opinion of what she wants, and she doesn't hear anything.
She doesn't hear anything, then she has some hasagas, she wants a certain amount.
Yeah.
And then she'll end up feeling that she's settling for less than what she wants. So she has to hear good. So she has to hear koshu, so then you know that she's settling for whatever it is, and less than Shavuputa, she knows she won't be stuck with him, so therefore it works. But if it was a case where we didn't say koshu, then she might have some hasaga in her mind that she wants that, and then she'll worry that she's going to end up getting less than that, and therefore she's not going to be some chadaita. That's how he wants to work it in, that you need to say koshu. Yeah, good. Let's take a step back. Yeah, please.
The Machlokas Rashi Tosfos as to whether, it's really in the first paragraph of the Machna that we're told to do. The Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, the Machlokas of Metzias, to whether we assume that this thing is a Shrei Pruta.
No, it's not about Metzias, because whatever the case is. But Rashi, the issue is relevant for a situation. Now, this case, for all we know, could be Vada Shrei Pruta. Shiraya, probably a Pruta. But Tosfos doesn't see any difference between whether the doubt in her mind is about how much it is more than a pruta, how much more than a pruta it is, or whether it's a pruta or not. If kosher works, it works even to the extent that it might not even be a pruta.
So why would...
But that Tos didn't see any basis for distinguishing. Rashi seems to assume that this point of the Gemara, that all agree that there's no problem of Samcha Daita, as long as he said koshu, it's because it's for sure a pruta. That means if there's a doubt in the mind about a pruta, then you would never say that samchadaita, because it's still a low samchadaita, might not be a pruta. Tosfos doesn't agree with that.
Tosfos doesn't agree with Tosa says that even if her, if she's still misuppagated.
Right, so right. Even if it could be less than a pruta. So the machnas is, I'll tell you why. Because if it's less than a pruta, there won't be condition anyway. Therefore, the question in her mind is never going to be, why shouldn't I go along? I might as well go along. I have literally nothing to lose. Okay, so this is clear, the cheshbon of the machna in terms of the... You hear what's forcing the issue. The issue has a different than tanayim, and then how he works out the machokas, rashi, and tosis are better proofs. Maybe there's an... And then his nafkamina, that if you said almanas in the very same case, then the old bets are off, and everything is good. You don't need shamayim, Rav Yosef would agree, lo tzvichi shuma, you can do the shuma later, as long as it was an almanas, you understood it's a condition. That's a chidush. It's a chidush that suddenly you can avoid the shamayim just by saying almanas. Maybe we can try another way here, another way to address the question. And I would argue then, therefore, that almanas is not going to change anything in terms of kesef. And yet, this is different than all tonight. How could that be? This inyan of losam chadaita, let me be magdim, this losam chadaita is another gemara that also mentions it in a different context, the dafka on the same amud gemara that Tosis is referring to later on daf mem ches. So the Gemara starts off with the sugya Mekadesh Benilven and talks about different cases. So there's a discussion about a person who's Mekadesh Deisha with a Shtar Chov Da'acherim. In other words, this Mekadesh, this Baal, respected Baal, has a Shtar Chov to collect money from somebody else. And he wants to give this over to this woman as Kesef Kedushin, that she should be able to now collect that Chov based on, now she's going to own the chov. How do you transfer the shtar chov is a whole shaila, but that's part of perhaps what the discussion is. The machokis in a brisa, his kachli b'shtar chov, mekudeshes ein mekudeshes. Gemara has all different ways to learn pshat in the machokis. Again, his kachli b'shtar chov da'acherin. So it could be mekudeshes or not mekudeshes. What could be the machokis based on? This is what we once mentioned, this by Mekadesh Ben Milver. You see that shtar chov da'acherin is called kesef. But the Gemara wanted to say it's totally in the machokes. But so the Gemara has the following suggestion in the Shaka V'Tayya there. There's a din of Shmuel. It's the very bottom of Mem Zayin Beis, top of Mem Chesem Aleph, that says Hamocher Shtar Chov L'Chaveiro. So if you sell, however the kinyanim would be to sell a shtar chov, which can be done, can hold some of how it's done, osios nekes m'mesira, whatever other methods. But what happens after you sell the shtar chov that says that I have a right to collect money from this other guy, from the lovet, and I sell it to you, that you can collect, I mocha the chov. Do I still have something in this chov that if I'm mochel, then basically the lokeach of the shtar chov is going to be out of luck? You can't collect the chov because I still have the ability to be mocha the chov, maybe because the shibin aguf is still by me, and therefore I can be mocha the chov, and then if that's the case, this lokeach is not going to be able to cash in on this chov because it's gone. The chov disappears. I'm mochel the chov. Shmuel says, "Hamochel shtar chov v'chaveiro v'chazer mochel u'machu." Right. So the Gemara originally has a suggestion, among other suggestions, that the machlokes in the brisa quoted in Zayin Amud Beis, that a person's mekadesh an isha with a shtar chov da'acherin, Mekudeshes or Enem Mekudeshes is totally in Shmuel. That what? Top of Memches, the Mar Isri de Shmuel, Mar Esri de Shmuel. One holds a Shmuel that he might be able to be Mocha the Chov, so therefore you can't allow for such a condition because he can be Mocha the Chov. So he didn't, so that would not work for condition. Or, no, if you don't hold a Shmuel, then it could work. Then the Gemara says, alternatively, Iba Yisema, this is the third line of Memches. Amid Aleph, the Kuyam Isra de Shmuel. Everyone agrees to Shmuel that he could be Mocha the Chov. Vahacha b'isha kamifligi, Mar Savar b'isha, in other words, if it would be by a case of a karka, to makne, to be kona karka with a star, so that perhaps would not work. But maybe Isha has a smichas das here, maybe she doesn't. What's the issue? Mar Savar b'isha samcha daita. What is the issue? That she might not be tamech das on this because she's afraid that he'll be mochel the chov. Or maybe she figures, no, he's not going to do that to me. He won't do that to me. He won't leave me and he'll mochel dechov to someone else. So we have a question whether the woman is samcha daita or lo samcha daita. It's another example, seemingly, of what we have here. Here we have a isha lo samcha daita, she doesn't know the shuma is correct. We have a lo samcha daita over there, that he could be mochel dechov. Would he not? Maybe for me he wouldn't do it. So she is samcha das, he's not samcha das. We're talking about kesef kedushin. But it's not just kedushin, we have later on kesef of other things. Maybe the issue here is not about whether the woman is misratza for kedushin, per se. Suppose, for example, in our case, in that case, the woman says very openly, I'm willing to have kedushin. Is that what it's about? So, osam chadaita. But she says, I'm okay. Whatever. He said, it's 50, and she says, whatever it is, it is. She says kosher, in other words. She says, whatever it is, it is. But he says, I'm giving you shirai 50 kesef, 50 zuz. But we don't have the shamayim here to prove it. The Gemara says, lo samcha daita. The Gemara later, lo samcha daita. He might be mocha l'chof. Let's say she says, I'm fine. So what are you going to say? What about the daita? It's a kolada. Could be. So it doesn't matter, this particular woman. But maybe you can say better. The issue here is something else. The issue is not about the ritzui of the isha per se. The issue is the mechanism for the kinyan. What is the mechanism for kinyan? Kesef. What is kesef all about? How does kesef affect a kinyan? It creates, on the part of the recipient, a gemiras das, that they should give something in return for the kesef. And oh, remember very well the Rashba Namar Aleph, that sometimes you can even circumvent the formal kesef, as long as you can get to that darga of gemiras das that the Rashba wants to associate with the Kabbalah Adam Chashuv. Says the Rashba can work because l'tayim, you know the Lashon Rashba, l'tayim das ha-tavana samakna v'daito. The whole way we explain the Rashba, the whole point of kinyan kesef is in order to be able to know, to have that level ritzui, that level of gemiras das that comes on the part of the recipient. So the Rashba was able to get to that even without the formal trappings of kesef, even if it was going to be for something else. But the point of kesef is that it's going to create that type of feeling of gemiras das. And that's the notion of kinyan kesef, be it by kedushin, be it by karka, be it wherever. Pekina Ben will see later as well how that works. If you have a situation of kesef, where built into this kesef is a natural insecurity that should exist in that context, because who knows, maybe it's not worth that. That cannot pass the test of being a Kabbalah's kesef, or a kesef itself, that can create kinyan, that can create kedushin. It's not about whether the woman says, I am willing or I'm not willing. Even if she says, I want to go along. The fact is, for the kedushin kesef to be valid, kedushin kesef, it has to be such a kesef that has in it the trappings of what kesef is supposed to do, which is to create smichas das. Says Rav Yosef, lo samcha daita. If she said, he said 50, but I have not established it to be so, that inherent in this nesinas kesef, it's a kesef that's unclear. It's not accompanied by the natural trappings of gemiras das that should come with giving kesef. And therefore, that kesef cannot affect kedushin. Well, and the same thing over there on the sugya of shtarchov. Shtarchov is kesef. Shtarchov dachem is kesef. But if she has an insecurity about this kesef, he could be mochel dechov, and I'll be left with nothing. Even if she says, I'm not worried, but there is naturally something that a woman could worry about. And over here as well, because you don't know if it's worth that. That becomes a flawed kesef. The mechanism of the kinyan is flawed. So therefore, if I ask you the kasha of the makna, why is every almanas a valid kedushin? The answer is, there's no connection. There's no relation to our sugya. If it was almanasa, whatever it would be, that has nothing to do with the kesef itself, that just, it's about a regular situation, about a condition. So the condition, will be fulfilled, and as long as she knows it could be fulfilled, so fine. Kedushin is fine. Establish that the king, the tonight is fulfilled, the kedushin is fine. It's only if the suffix that could be generated in her mind is a function of the kesef of the kedushin. That's where Rav Yosef Tzrichi Shuma is a problem with Samcha Daita. If he would say in the case over here, I'm giving you shiroyim that are worth, I'm menaset the worth chamish mitzvos. According to the Matnis Pshat, very good, no problem. As long as she knows she has nothing to lose, so now there's no problem with Samcha Daita, because she knows that if there won't be worth chamish mitzvos, then it's not a condition anyway. The way we're arguing, it wouldn't change anything. Because the fact remains that kesef, that's accompanied by a possibility of doubt, because you don't know if it's really worth that, that kesef is a flawed kesef for kedushin and for anything else. So it wouldn't change the reality of it would be the same issue. Yeah, bro?
But if we know that she's willing,
right, so I'm saying it wouldn't matter.
It has the power of the
it doesn't. It's not. It's not going to depend on every case. It does. It's not going to. It's not going to change because the case is different. This particular woman could say that, but since a nesinas kesef that is very ambiguous, it's not clear that it's 50. You don't know. He said it's 50. We don't know, and therefore the uncertainty is built into the case. You have to go as far as saying lopug. I mean, it's. Yeah, this Nesinas Kesef is a problematic Nesinas Kesef. I'll give you a muscle. I'll give you another muscle, okay? We assume you always need Ritzu Ha'isha, right? That's what we assume. You need Das Ha'isha. But there is a Kedushin that doesn't need Das Ha'isha. What case? Maimar, according to Rebbe. What's Maimar? Maimar is Kesef by a Yivam, right? By Yivam, a Shemeres Yavam. So there's a din of Maimar. Maimar means Kiddushi Kesef by Yivama. So the Machok is Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether we learn out Kiddushi Maimar from regular Kiddushin, which needs therefore Dasa Isha, or we learn out regular Maimar from where? From Yibum, which doesn't need Dasa Isha. Yibum can be Bal Karcha. So Shitas Rebbe is that we learn out, later also, we learn out Maimar from Yibum. So it comes out Maimar works Bal Karcha. So now I ask you the following question. What would be, by Kiddushei Maimar, according to Rebbe, if he would tell her, Shirai Chamishim Zuz? No appraisers here right now. Would it be a Kiddushei Maimar or not? Now, if it's all about whether you need Ritzu Yaisha, you don't need, and you have Ritzu Yaisha, you don't need Ritzu Yaisha. So what can be wrong? But if it's about the definition of Kiddushei Kesef, the fact that Maimar Bechlau doesn't need Ritzu Yaisha is not the point. You still need a Maisa of Nesinas Kesef. Kesef, by definition, is the type of thing that Bederech Klal elicits, generates on the part of the recipient, a natural Gemiras Das. If the Kesef is such that it does not, by its very nature, elicit that type of Gemiras Das, then it's a flawed Kesef for Kedushin. Even if the case is Maimer that the woman doesn't have to go along, she could be, it could be Bal Karcha, but it won't be Mekadesh. I'll give you another mashal. We're talking about Shavu Pruta. Rashi says, why do you come soon to get back to Shavu Pruta, but why would Shavu Pruta not work for Kedusha Kesef, the way it seems from Rashi Daf Gimel? Why? What did Rashi seem to say? Rashi by Chalip and the Rishon take it to be even by Kedusha Kesef. Pachsa Shavu Pruta lo mekanya nafsha. Right? So tell me, Ketzad, Kedusha Maimar, according to Rebbe, I don't think it's Gimel for Rashi, but I would assume it's a Dabba Pashut. Can it be Pachsa Shavu Pruta? After all, you don't need her das anyway. If the only reason Pasidibu doesn't work is because she would not give herself over to Kedushin, Rashi says, less than Shavaputa. So what? Kedushin Maimar, according to Rebbe, can work less than a Shavaputa or absolutely not? It has to be a Pruta. What would you say? Unanimous, right? How much? Pruta. Why? You don't need her das. And the whole reason you need a Pruta is because with less than that, she wouldn't want to give herself. But she don't need her das yet. No, the answer is Kedushin Kesef is defined as a Pruta. Why generally is it defined as a pruta? Because Isha would not give herself over. But that's Kedusha Kesef. I wouldn't call it lopuk. I think it's better than lopuk. It's not just a lopuk. That's what it's called. That's kedusha kes. If this is correct, let's take it a step further. Back to the Avni Miluim's Kasha and Rashi. Why did Rashi construct a strange case for the Gemara where he, instead of Rashi saying that he's giving her Shiroyin and he says it's worth Chamishin Zuz, Rashi says the case is he's telling her, I'm a Kaddish you with Chamishin Zuz, and this is it, this is what you have, this is B'demeim, this is a Chamishin Zuz. Now I'm giving you the Shiroyin. Why did Rashi do that? So the Avni Miluim says Rashi needed it for the case where the Gemara says where it wasn't worth Chamishim, it's not a Kedushin, but wait a second, if he would say, I'm giving you the Shiroyin, then if it was less than the Shtus, it would be a Kedushin, based on Mechila, less than the Shtus. But as far as Rabbi Yosef is concerned, it's not relevant. Let's think in different terms. Let's say that Rashi needed to give me the case that he said, I'm a Kaddishu with Chamishim Zuz, and this is the Chamishim Zuz, Bidmei. Why? Because what was the other case that the Meiri mentions, Shulchan Aruch mentions? I'm giving Mekadesh you with what? With the Shiroi. And I tell you the word Chamishim Zuz. What's the chefs of the Kedushin? The Shiroi. I happen to tell you something about the Shiroi. Let's say I tell you, this garment, it never gets a stain. Never gets a stain. It's just so perfect. It's so beautiful. She doesn't know if that's true or not. We haven't brought the professional launderers and dry cleaners here to tell you that it's stain-proof. You don't know. But later on, but he tells you that. No, if it's not going to be stain-proof, it probably won't be Kedushin. She would never wanted such a thing for Kedushin. She heard him say that. But if we establish it later on, we'll be good enough for Kedushin. As long as we establish at some point that in fact it was stain-proof, could be fine. Because that's a detail. The detail has to be met, just like tonight have to be met. But in terms of but that's a separate discussion. That's not about the definition of the Kes of Kedushin. That's about to the extent that she'd be Misratza or not Misratza. So it's no different over here. If I would say, Rashi could hold, I'm saying, could be that this could be the Machokis. Maybe others would say it's really the same thing regardless. Rashi would say, Bishlama, if I say, I'm giving you Chamishim Zuz, but the Chamishim Zuz in the form of Shiroi, this is Bidmeyim, that's where we can have the problem called Lo Samchadaita, that even though later on we establish that it's worth Chamishim Zuz, but right now the Kesef HaKedushin is not such a Kesef that has the potential to generate Gemiras Das, because it's built in with uncertainty. We don't know if it's really Chamishim Zuz. And I'm catching with Chamishim Zuz, but I don't know if it's really the Chamishim Zuz. So that Kesef is a problematic Kesef. So that's where Yosef says, Lo Samchadaita. But if I'm Mekadesh you with Shirai, and I happen to give you information, so you assume the information is correct, but you don't know for sure. So to the extent that it's the Kedushin is with the Shiroi, not with the Chamishim Zuz. So the Kesef Kedushin, Be'etzem, has everything that Kesef Kedushin should have. Shiroi could generate, generally as a rule, Shiroi is an object that people would accept and be willing to go and give something in return for it, right? I happen to give you information about it. I give you detail. It's stain-proof. Another detail, a different detail. You know what the detail is? It's worth Chamishim Zuz. Okay. Obviously, if you're not going to establish that to be true, Mekach Tos can't be Kedushin. Fine, you establish it later on. But it's not going to be something that's going to hold the whole Kedushin hostage right now. If she doesn't know whether it's Chamishim Zuz, it's not going to be a Lo Samchadaita problem. No different than Tznayim. Later on, you know, the Tznayim was fulfilled. The reason why Asugi has a problem for Rav Yosef is because the Kesef is a flawed Kesef. But what's the Kesef? If the Kesef is a Shiroi, the Shiroi is fine. The value that I'm associating with it, so we have to know that in fact is what she's getting. He gave her a particular quality about it. It's worth Chamishim Zuz. Good, so we have to check that out. Later is also good to check it out. But as far as making a problem in the Kedushin right now, where is there a problem if I'm a Kaddish you with Chamishim Zuz in the form of Shiroi? Wait a second. I'm telling you, Chamishim Zuz of Shirai. Does she know that this Chamishim, does she know that in fact this Chamishim Zuz? No. This Chamishim Zuz has an inherent flaw in it. It doesn't have that ability to create. She might be willing to give Kedushin, but it's not Kesef Kedushin. Because Kesef doesn't have that quality of generating Gemiras Das right now. That's only in the case that Rashi constructed. The case that Rashi gave was, I'm giving you the Chamishim Zuz, and these are the Shirayas of Bidmeya. Good, the Shulchan Aruch could disagree. He could say it's really the same thing regardless. Could be doesn't make that differentiation. But could be Rashi holds that when I'm saying Shirai, then the Shirai is not a problematic Kesef. The fact that I add that it's worth Chamishim Zuz, that's a detail that can certainly be corroborated independently. So according to this approach, again, it's a different way of separating our sugya from the issue of tonight. The last nekuda, just to take your question a second, and the issue of Pachin B'Sheva Pruta in Rashi, we have to come back to that. Rashi assumes in the Koshein, in Koshu case, Rashi assumes that if it's possibly not worth a Pruta, then it can't be Kedusha. And Tosa says that it would still be conditioned. The Maknas Pshat works for Tosis. What would be our way of reading Tosis? I have to now come back to that issue. What would that issue be dependent on? So they have to come back. That's a loose end, still has to be understood. But in terms of the basic approach to the sugya, it could be a function of the Kesef. Yeah, Noah.
So the case we're talking about is a case where he overvalued potentially the thing that he gave. Right?
Yeah.
So what about a case where he grossly undervalues it to a point where, even though she's not a bucky in telling the difference between,
but she knows that
she would know that it's
got to be more than that.
So let's say it's a pruta, and he says I'm being mitadish with the value of a pruta, and he gives her like a diamond knife.
We'll see cases later on where, you know, we'll see Rabbi Yonatan and Daftes what types of things could be a problem. In any case, okay, I'll leave your question. I mean, Pashtus, I mean, it's the other way. It's the other way around. She expects more, and she doesn't know if it's worth as much as she wants. Yeah, Yomi.
Perhaps the reason why Rashi didn't want to say the, because the Avner and Gabe would be, perhaps,
yeah.
Rashi would say that's Chalipim.
Which Rashi?
That Rashi, the reason why he didn't say the case of Av Miriam is because maybe he thinks that's too much like Chalipin, and therefore you can't be Mekadosh from Chalipin.
Which case would be more Chalipin? The case I say Shirayin, which I
worth? Which is worth 50 years.
No, about that, but I'm Mekadosh with the thing.
According to Rashi, you needed to actually specify that I'm being Mekadosh with the Kesef of this item in order for it to be constituted.
Why would it be Chalipin?
What would Chalipin look like if not that?
It's Domel Chalipin. A new idea, a new suggestion. I don't know what to say. Okay.